This is Basis Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Markets are closed today. Most elevators are closed as well. But let's take a look at where the elevators are bidding at this point as we roll into a new month. ADM Burlington 37 cents under on corn, 383. Soybeans 58 cents under, 996. Cargill and Eddyville 24 cents under on corn, 396 for the cash bid. New Co-op Algona 45 cents under on corn, 375. Soybeans 65 cents under, cash bid 989. Ag State Sheldon 12 cents under on corn, 386. Soybeans 60 cents under at 994. Ag State Elta 20 cents under on corn, 378 for the cash bid. Soybeans 60 cents under at 994. Cargill Cedar Rapids 23 cents under on corn, 397. Soybeans 45 cents under at 1009. Five Star Co-op Nashua 40 cents under on corn, they're at 380. Soybeans 75 cents under at 979. Lincoln Way Energy Nevada, 30 cents under on corn, cash bid there, 390. ADM Des Moines, 40 cents under on soybeans, their cash price, 1014. At New Co-op Red Oak, they're 40 cents under on corn, 380, soybeans 62 cents under at 992. Mid-Iowa Cooperative Green Mountain, 45 cents under on corn, 375 for the cash bid, soybeans 70 cents under at 984. New Co-op Sheraton, 45 cents under on corn, 375, soybeans 62 cents under, cash bid 992. At Walk-On Feed Rancher, 48 cents under on corn, 372, soybeans 80 cents under, they're at 974. New Co-op Glidden, they are 45 cents under on corn, cash bid 375, soybeans are 60 cents under at 994. Innovative Ag Farley, 46 cents under on corn, 374, soybeans 80 cents under, cash bid 974. And at Cargill Muscatine, they're 17 cents under on corn, 381, soybeans 65 cents under, they're coming in at 989. Again, most of the elevators now have switched to the December corn contract. Only one or two elevators are still running in that September range. Cash corn and soybean bids are subject to change without notice. Always check with your local elevator when making sales to obtain the most recent price. Again, markets and elevators are mostly closed for the day. We'll take a look at your basis coming up again tomorrow on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.